So, Steve, how about hopping in the car for that road trip now? A really, really short road trip, given that gas is so expensive this Labor Day weekend. NPR music producer Stephen Thompson has picked some songs to travel with, none of them over 2 minutes long. Morning, Stephen.
Good morning, Renee.
How short exactly is this road trip you've planned out?
Well, there's not much summer left, so I put together a 9-minute road trip. That way you can sort of condense all of the soul searching and catharsis that you get out of a road trip. I wanted to condense all of that into a 9-minute experience. So either you can take a very, very short drive, like to the store, and experience this road trip playlist, or you can zoom down the highway, take the first available exit, and arrive at a very nearby destination.
Okay, well, we don't actually have time to take the entire road trip with you on this one, but 5 songs.
Right.
Will be posted on the music section of npr.org. Where do you want to pick this road trip up?
Well, let's assume that we've already pulled out of the driveway, and we'll go into the second song that we've got on the list. I've got a song by the Mountain Goats, a staple of every road trip playlist.
I was driving up from Tampa when the radiator burst. I was 3 sheets to the wind. A civilian saw me first, and then there was the cop, and then the children standing on the corner. Your love is like a cyclone in a swamp, and the weather's getting warmer.
I feel like in an effort to sort of come out of a road trip transformed, it's necessary to do a little bit of wallowing to get that out of your system before it's time to clear your head with some of the other stuff on this playlist, which is a little bit less reflective.
All right, so we can skip ahead. Let's say you're cruising along on your trip. It's like a minute later.
If you've taken a very, very long trip, there's always this eternal stretch of turnpike where you're just, it's flat and it's straight and you're just zoning out and staring out the window. And I think it's really important to have a stretch of a road trip where you're absolutely clearing your head. So you want a song that's really as stupid as possible.
And here's where you're bouncing your head on the ceiling.
Well,
part,
you know,
the stupid part. Is it safe to drive to a song like this?
Well, this is Nuclear War on the Dance Floor by a band called Electric Six. You're not really thinking much at the end of it. And obviously, over the course of a long road trip, you're going to listen to a lot of, like, just stupid, fun, fast music to sort of keep yourself occupied and entertained. This does a lot of work in a minute and 16 seconds. It's a very, very efficient song.
So now I'm guessing we would have gotten off the freeway, and then you've got your song to wrap up the trip.
You want to get a little bit more reflective, and as you approach your destination. And so I've got a song by Nico Case called "Outro with Bees."
How's heart feeling today?
You know, you want to pack in a lot of catharsis, feeling good, feeling bad. Going on a road trip is not just dropping the hammer and turning your mind off. You know, you want to do a little bit of thinking along the way, and in that way, that song is sort of a nice way to wrap up the summer.
NPR music producer Stephen Thompson, and you can test drive all of the songs in Stephen's 9-minute road trip at npr.org's music section.
Renee, the Democrats should have included that old Bob Seger song, "Get Out of Denver." It's a road trip song.
Are you going on a road trip?
Oh, me? Not
this Labor Day weekend?
No. I'll be at home.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm just going to go into a little quick road trip, as Stephen suggested, to the store.
Oh, okay. Get that Nico case.
Pile in on all these records. Go into the website to find out what the other two are. We only talked about 3 of them. And then I'm out of here.
Renee, what's the name of this program?
This is Steve Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne, by the way.
And I'm Stevens.
When I was young, it's not my